We're back with Day to Day. How about if you leave your job and you're wondering what to do with that retirement fund that you had there? Here to help us is our regular personal finance guru, Michelle Singletary. Michelle, how common is this problem? Do you know?
It's very common. Lots of folks, when they change jobs, are faced with this issue of what do I do with my retirement plan at my old employer? And they've got lots of options. They can leave it where it is. They can take it with them to their new employer if that's allowed. They can roll it over into what's called a rollover IRA, individual retirement account, or they can cash out. Now, please don't do that last option.
Because it's going to cost?
It's going to cost you a lot of money. And lots of folks do this because they see this as this big pile of money, and they figure, oh, I'll start saving again in my new company. But if you can, folks, just don't do that. If you're not 59 and a half, you're going to pay a penalty, and you're going to have to pay taxes on that. And in some cases, it can be anywhere as much as, 40%. And that's a huge chunk to take out of money that you very consistently save for your retirement.
So you're saying it actually makes sense to leave it with your old employer or the retirement fund that your old employer contributed to?
Yes, if that's allowed, if you have $5,000 or more, you can leave it in the old employer's plan. And you may be very happy with that plan. You may be happy with the choices and the return that you're getting. And if so, leave it there. There's nothing wrong with that. And you may want to leave it there if you're not sure where to move it or if you can move it as you take this new job. So that's a good option if you're happy with the plan at your old employer's.
What about the rollover IRA option?
If you're not happy and you want to have more control over your money, because oftentimes in an employer's plan, you're limited in your choices. So many folks say, now I've got the opportunity to be able to roll this money over into something that I can control and you can decide how it's invested. That's perfectly fine. Just one caveat. If you're going to do this, make sure that they send the money directly to the new account and they don't make the check out to you. Because if they make the check out to you, payable to you, the company has to withhold 20% for payment to the IRS. And you've got to make up that 20%.
Okay, that's a good tip. Thank you very much. Now, here's one other thing. Many places now offer these health savings accounts where you have some money taken out of your check to spend on medical costs and you don't suffer a tax penalty. Can you take that program to your new employer?
You need to look at it as this is your money. You've put this money into an account to pay for your health care costs. So as long as you're still getting your doctor's appointments and you have to pay co-payments and getting glasses and things, this is your money. And if you move to a new employer, that money does not go away.
Well, that's helpful to know. I'm not immediately planning on changing, but who knows what happens with jobs these days. Michelle, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Michelle Singletary, our regular expert on personal finance, and she writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she has a new NPR podcast that you can get by going online to npr.org/colorofmoney, all one word.